family, I hope everybody had a Merry Christmas. It's me and my bro again, Big Perk. We're going to do something a little different. No, Perk, we was thinking, right? We've done the podcast.
We have.
And now we kind of want to give people something that they can hold on to out there. Going into the new year, some questions. Like, who in the hell is Swaggoo and Perk? We know him from ESPN. We know they played in the NBA and the NFL. But, Perk, I got some questions for you. Can I question you? Can I interview you, Perk? Come on, man. Don't put your head in your hands. I got a couple questions.
Go ahead, dog.
All right, first of all. All right. Everybody heard. Everybody heard about us on Thanksgiving, Perk, and how we like to eat.
Yeah.
What's your Christmas food vibe? Like, it's different than Thanksgiving, but what's your favorite Christmas meal? I don't know if I have one, but go ahead and answer.
You know what's crazy about this question? Is that I don't even know what is a Christmas Day meal. Like, seriously. Like,
that's the truth.
Can somebody explain to me what is a traditional Christmas Day meal? Like, we know what Thanksgiving consists of. We know.
100%.
Like, we could talk about it. You know, Dan sitting is up it, here talking about
ham? I think. Man, nobody know damn ham.
I think, right, and all that. No, it ain't none of that, Dan. Yes, we're putting you on the spot because that's what we do on here. All right? So here's the thing. I don't even know. You know, like, I know it'd be
perfect. Let me ask you this. What did you eat on Christmas?
Well, I actually ate out, okay, because I was in New York.
Makes sense.
I work Christmas Day. Yeah, I got the call, and I worked all day Christmas Day. So I brought the family there.
And so much NBA basketball on Christmas Day.
And we ate out. But let me tell you what I wanted to eat, and I wanted to keep it very simple. Just a gumbo.
You wanted some gumbo?
Yeah, I wanted the gumbo on Christmas Day. Just put everything in it.
Well, you ain't in the right place for no damn gumbo.
No, I know that Swaggoo, you ain't got to bring up that. I thought about that already plenty of times, but I wanted that. I wanted that.
But you had to settle for a steak or something, some lame regular food.
Yeah, but that steak was scrumptious. It was real good. Yeah, it was real good. That bill was high because it was all of us, but I ain't even care.
Perk, how good that steak be medium, man? I get it medium. I don't know what you like. I like it medium. I know. People don't like people. So you get a well-done steak, just bite the damn table. The steak sauce.
It's a rule. Don't ever, if you got to ask for steak sauce.
You at the wrong steakhouse.
Thank you. Okay, keep going. You know some people.
Perk, I see that look on your face.
They don't know no better. I'd be like, you know what? That's strike one. You might not get invited to the next one, but keep going. Don't you come in here embarrassing me.
Lord, if this child asks for some A1, I am going to slap the piss out of him.
Yes. Don't you come in here embarrassing me.
Perk, I'm new to this, so I got my questions. All right. Here go one. This is some fun. What's the most, coming off Christmas, what's the most ridiculous purchase did you make as a player when you were in the NBA? Like, what's one thing you bought that till this day pissed you off that you bought it?
A chain. Bro, I would, a chain. Dog, I think about this all the time. I went and bought this dumbass chain, okay? This dumbass chain.
They get us all, bro.
That cost me like 30 racks. And it was like this big. Can you see it? It was like the upward rectangular. And it had NBA in it with a basketball player with diamonds. Like, I didn't know I was in the damn NBA. You know what I mean? I was in there and I'm walking around with it thinking I'm just, you know.
Perk, you know what's sad?
You know, and hold on, you know what I had to sell
it? Ain't it? My turn yet. You go ahead. Go ahead. Bro,
you know what I had to sell it for? I sold it for $10,000.
Like, soon as you drive the damn car off the lot.
Yeah. So I took
$30,000 cheaper. All right. I don't want to take you to a flashback. I don't want to flash you back. All right. Next question.
I did not want to revisit that moment. Go ahead.
I know it. Next question. This is a good one for you because you don't watch no TV. I know that. But if you did, What's your favorite TV show to just watch all the time?
Oh, that's easy. Y'all ready for this? It's a show out there called Swamp People. And you can sit up here and I don't care. You could judge me all y'all want. I know y'all out there watching Power, and I done watch Power, and you watching this and you watching that and all this. Yeah, that's fine. But catch me watching Swamp People, because I like to watch realistic things. Things that's happening for real. That's happening for real.
Perk, what's your favorite part when they start hollering, they got that gator on the string?
Is that? And when they take their kids with them on the boat.
On the boat.
And the parents and the children get to arguing, and then they have a separate camera interview and they talking about each other behind each other back saying.
And they right there.
Or when they go, listen, they going for the big gator, right? And sometimes the big gator, see, what they do is they bait the hook with all type of, you know, chicken, whatever it is. Yeah, and they hang the hook from like a tree, a pole.
Yep.
And the gator must come out the water and snag it, okay? Well, what end up happening is sometimes the big gators don't take that bait. So you have to be driving. They going through the swamp in the Everglades, and they spot one. And so they got a treble hook. Got three rings on it. Okay, so I'm into it. And so they may see the gator, and the gator may go down. So they cast the treble hook out there, and it drags on the bottom of the surface, and then they hook it, and then all of a sudden it's a tussle. Eyes, right? So it's going down. So the gator come up, and to kill an alligator. You know, it's a quarter size hole right here that you got to hit to kill him. And so one dude, while he's doing all the work on woman, they wrestling with the gator. And I mean tussling, like, they like, shoot him, he going to get off. Shoot him, he going to get off. And the other dude holding the gun, acting like he can't get a good shot. And all of a sudden, the gator get off. Boy, it goes down.
It go crazy. Hey, Per, you know where I'm from. Pierre Paul, baby. Bayou Pigeon. I know they be down there. They be down there. All right. So Swamp People, your show. All right. This the last one. I gotta get my favorite one. Okay, I got you.
What you got?
Do you have any tips on how to grow a beard for those that are struggling to get the connection that me and you are so gratefully blessed with? Perk, I know they envious of our beards, but if you got any help for them, tell them, because I don't really want them to have a nice one, to be honest with you.
Well, to be honest, it just got to be in you. You know what I'm saying? And it just got to be in you. I can't give you no tips about what type of grease to go get. We can't give you those type of tips. See, people always see, I'm going to tell y'all a little secret. People don't understand, man, I'm mixed. I'm half Dominican, okay?
Yeah.
I'm dark-skinned Dominican. They don't understand that. I'm really not mixed, but I tell people that.
I know it.
So they like, Perk, how you get it to get? So I'm like, look, man, this is all natural.
You done already told them people you was a whole snack and a meal in high school. They better remember.
They better quit playing.
Hey, man, these beers are hard work.
I will say this, though. If you got a beard, just make sure you try to stick to one barber, because to get the shaping, because some barbers, man, they go
and they have you all the way down here.
They go have you down there.
They have you straight down. Perk, I don't even want to talk about it before I get pissed off.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You got some questions for me?
Man, I got a few questions for you. Look.
Put my glasses on. I got to look smart when I'm answering questions.
Hey, now you want to look smart and skinny. Boy, you something else. Hey, look, Hey, look, they should have never gave you money.
Should have never gave him money, man.
Should have never gave you money. Here's the thing. I got a few. Let me ask you this. Now, you know, everybody, when they have New Year's resolutions and goals, oh, I'm going to stop drinking soda. Oh, yeah. I ain't going to eat candy. To me, that's not a New Year's resolution, and it's not no damn goal. That's just discipline, okay? Yeah. So I want to know from you, what is your New Year's resolutions and goals?
Perk, my New Year's resolution don't change.
Mm-hmm.
Be richer than I was last year. Be richer than I was last year.
Straight look, up, look.
I on. Heard I heard Rick Ross say this on I Am Athlete podcast with Brandon Marshall and Fred Taylor and Channing Crowder and Ocho Cinco. And it made a lot of sense to me, helped me, was he said, look, man, go harder than you did last year. Take one or two more meetings than you did last year. Bro, I swear, bro, the reason why I want to be rich and the reason why I say this every year for my resolution is because, Perk, I swear to God, bro, if the Lord ever blessed me with, like, crazy money, I'm pulling up on people and changing their lives, dog. Like, that's all. My dream, before I die, bro, my dream is to pull up on people and be like, pull up on a family that's working hard and they can't make ends meet and be like, hey, I'm going to pay y'all house off, y'all cars off. I'm going to drop y'all $100,000 in y'all bank account and y'all still work y'all jobs, but all y'all got is y'all utilities. That's my dream. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it because we about to get rich off this podcast.
Hey, bro, I didn't know you a long time, and I know I'll be allowed to say this because of how real it is, but that's the real I ever heard you say, dog.
Bro.
Straight up. And I'm going to just say it at that. And excuse me, but I had to say it.
Listen, I swear, bro. I swear.
I'm going to tell you something on some real life stuff. Before Christmas, I blessed 5 families, right? It was like a grandmother, one person, they lost their house in the fire. They couldn't get their kids gifts. So I loaded up the car. It was 20 gifts per household. And bro, it brought me back to reality and put me in a light that said, you know what, dog? I didn't miss the whole picture.
Bro, listen, there is not a material. There is not a private jet. There is not a car. There is not a house. It ain't a chain. It ain't a timepiece on your wrist. It ain't a watch. The best feeling you will ever get is helping somebody. I'm a firm believer in that. You will never feel better about yourself more than if you give to something else or somebody else that couldn't do it if you didn't step in. That's the best feeling in the world, right? And honestly, like I hate using the podcast for this platform. I already do it a lot, Perk, but I don't broadcast it because it don't need to be broadcasted. Right. But the bottom line is if I get filthy rich, like a few hundred million in the bank, bro, I'm blessing folks, bro. Every day.
Bro.
I'm going to be looking for people.
And look, before I go to my next question, I want to tell somebody this, tell a lot of people this. So, and I'm not saying this to know, I know, because you know, this is not my type of style. I don't give a fuck about who you are. I just, you know, I am who I am in front of you. So 2 weeks ago, I went to Mark Wahlberg's house, okay? Cool dude, me and him been real close or whatever, but this is my first time going to his career. Now, you know, we got nice homes. We didn't been to other nice homes, but bro, I pulled up to this home and it changed my whole thought process. In Beverly Hills, I thought I was at a Ritz-Carlton Resorts in Turks and Caicos, dog. It changed. And you know what it did? It actually motivated me.
I said,
hold on, man. I got a ways to go.
Before you get this next question, let me get this preach in real quick.
Go ahead.
You just said something. All of our family, all of our listeners, stop looking at people that have more than you materially and not liking them. Start figuring out how to get like them.
Ooh.
Maybe you don't want that, and that's a different conversation.
Yeah.
But when you pull up and you say, That's a goal. Ain't nothing wrong with having that goal. Ain't nothing wrong with having that dream. But don't pull up to the house and be like, oh, man, look how lucky he is. Look how pull up to the house saying, oh, you had a strategy to get here.
Yeah.
I need to figure that out. So I'm about to pick your brain. I just want to tell everybody that. When the person got more than you, don't be talking about how they got it. Be trying to figure out how you can get it. All right, go ahead, Perk. What's up?
Listen, here we go. My next question. If you had to change one rule in two sports, in the NFL and in the NBA, what are those rules that you would have to change? You get one for each sport. Give me your one for the NBA and give me the one for the NFL.
The rule in the NFL for me, you know, a D lineman is targeting. Like, and I'm not talking about egregious hits. I'm not talking about egregious stuff. I'm not talking about, like, a dude going clearly at somebody's head. That should be a penalty. But, like, falling on a quarterback after you sack him, if you fall and put your body weight on him, that's what I'm trying to do. Like, that's tackling. That's
what I'm trying. You're supposed to do. And
then,
like, what are you supposed to do when your momentum is carrying you down and you're that size? What you supposed to stop?
Oh, it's ridiculous, bro. You are asking big athletes to diminish your athleticism in order to make sure that this guy feels okay after you hit him. Pause. We're not doing that. Okay. But that's one I would change. And in the NBA, I think they got the one. I think you gotta kind of guide me on this, but I used to hate when the shooters would stick their legs out and get them cheap fouls, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Like you know, I hooped. I'm cool with you. Like, I've always agreed with the rule that you can't be under a dude when he shoot a jump shot. Back the hell up. Like, don't be standing there. But when James Harden and when them dudes start kicking their legs out and drawing fouls like that, I was like, man, that need to go. So is that gone?
Yeah, it's gone. Now,
good.
Now you're seeing more offensive fouls being called than defensive fouls. And I love it.
But
you want to know one rule, and this is crazy because I'm supposed to be questioning you. But here it
is. Tell me.
No, I'm going to answer this because I got to get this off my heart. I hate the fact, listen, I don't not like it. I hate it that the NBA allow grown-ass men to play zone in the NBA, bro. Like, you know, like – nah, dog. Like, nah, bro. Like, no, we not about to keep doing that. Like,
got
to
play man.
Oh, man the hell up, man. Michael Jordan and Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, man, they wasn't playing 2-3 zone, man.
No, man. 2-3 for, come on, man. 2-3 for high school. And all you got to do is get the ball.
Yeah, bro. What are we really doing, man? And we watch you guys, hey, switch it down there, man. Go down, like, excited about it. Like, where's your pride? Like, playing zone, dog? Like, no, the NBA, like, nah, dog. You can't be paying guys $20, $30, $40 million and letting them off by playing zone,
and
dog.
Just standing,
like,
in the paint.
Yeah, bro, we're not going to keep doing that, man. We're going to move on. That really got me hot.
Yeah, that's another podcast.
That's a whole nother podcast. Okay, here go my last one for you, all right? Here go my last one. I've been wanting to know this. This ain't even on the topic list. This is something I need to know. Coming up, being raised down there in Louisiana, baby,
in that boot,
Texas. I want to know what coach, whether it was middle school, you know, Pee Wee League, high school, college, pros, what coach had the biggest impact on you as a player? What coach that you say had the biggest impact that said everything that they taught you, like, took you
still
to the level?
My high school basketball coach by the name of Joel Hawkins. Mm. And Perk, you know how serious we were in basketball when I was in high school. Southern University Lab School. If you don't know, look us up.
Yeah.
But he used to always tell me, man, and it stays with me until today. You know how people say practice make perfect?
Yeah.
He used to tell us all the time, and used to tell me specifically when I started getting accolades as an All-American and all of that. He used to tell me, man, one, You got to practice in every area of your life. That's one thing he used to tell me. And then he said, Marcus, one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to never lie to you. And he said, practice ain't going to make you perfect, but it's damn sure going to make you better.
Mm.
Heavy, ain't it, Perk?
See people ain't get that type of love no more, man. That's why I miss. See, man, like
you missed them OGs, bro.
Yes, man.
You missed them OGs, bro.
You missed the Coach Clayton's, man.
This high school in Baton Rouge called Glen Oaks had a coach, Harvey Adger, basketball coach, won state championship. You remember Lester Earl? He was there. Tony Cole, Lester Earl, all of them dudes. I know a lot of people like, who the hell you talking about? People might know Lester Earl, though. But Harvey Adger, another legend, used to tell his teammates all the time, hey, when you get on this flow, everybody equal. And you know, that's the beauty of sports, to be honest with you, though, Perk. Like,
yeah.
Because we grew up, you know, I grew up in Louisiana. It was racism. It was bigotry. It was all of that.
Yeah, it was all of that.
But I never forget, man. Harvey Adger used to tell his teammates, my coach Eric Randall in high school, but he used to tell us all the time, hey, man, when you get in between these white lines, it don't matter their socioeconomic status. It don't matter where they mom and daddy work. It don't matter if they police or judges. We can compete in between these lines. And that's why you see a lot of African-Americans gravitate to sports. Mm-hmm. Because in them lines lies equality, boss.
Yeah, sanctuary.
It's sanctuary.
People don't understand.
Matter of fact, we going to say that's going to be a topic on the next podcast for the new year.
And you know what's crazy is, real quick, I asked you that because I wanted to know your answer, and it's a reason, because you and I are just so much alike, bro. It's crazy I was going to say my high school coach. You know what I mean? Coach Andre Butte. And you know what he put in me? He put that because, you know, like big guys be tall and be friendly. He put that dog in me.
That dog in you.
Not only that hard work, but that dog in me. I'm going to tell you what he used to make me do. Before every game, starting my freshman year, when I started on varsity, before every game, whatever big man I was going against, he used to tell me, hey, look, this is what we go do every game. And I did it all 4 years. I never missed a game without doing it. When you go out there, and y'all get to a dead ball or y'all at the free throw line and he's standing next to you, I need you to sneak an elbow right up under his chin.
Get him.
And he said, I want you to do it every single game against who's ever going against you. Whatever big man they got lined up across from you, I want you to do it. And here's why he had me do it. If I gave him an elbow and he didn't do nothing,
then
I knew I got him.
He cooked.
But if I elbowed him and he elbowed me back,
you're in a dog fight.
I was in for a fight.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That was testing the temperature. So that's what I be saying when you go back to them old schools, man. Like, we don't have them no more, man. Like, the game then got crazy. Like,
it got crazy.
Yeah, dog. And I think
I'm going to end it with this, man. We used to say this before every basketball game, man. My coach, Joel Hawkins, matter of fact, rest in peace, coach. I miss you, bro.
Yeah.
In unity, their strength. I'm a part of this unit. I will do my best to win this game. All for Southern Lab, Southern Lab for all. What we going to do? Win.
That's all we do.
That was it.
Win, win.
Unity there, strength, bro. And me and you are a unit, dog. We're going to keep doing this. We're going to keep giving the people what they want. Peace and love. That's been like, it feel like 100 questions is really only been 3 with me and Perk, but we could talk a lot.
We're going to be extra. So
peace and love, family. The next time y'all hear from us, it'll be 2022. It'll be a new theme. It'll be a new season. It'll be a new you, a better you. And listen, whatever resolution you making, just be better than you were the day before.
Come on.
This has been Swaggo and Perk.
Signing off on that.